Hello and welcome
to
the Combat Fate Podcast. I'm Chris, your host, Raffy, and I'm here with the astonishing Seth in the House of M.
What?
House of M.
And welcome back.
That was your name.
To another fun-filled time over here at the Panel Biter. We're doing a whole year of new books, rotating cast of guests, and guys, I couldn't think of a more perfect book for the two of you than Justice League International.
Justice League International.
Forget everything you know about the Justice League.
I don't know anything.
Good.
I already did.
Bin empty.
Bin empty. I am a new hard drive. Let's go.
So, here's some cliff notes about how we get to this point in Justice League history.
I wish my brain was a solid state drive.
The Justice League, when it started in the 60s, was like, boom, the powerhouse characters, right?
Yeah.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, The Flash, Aquaman, and we had another seat open, so Martian Manhunter gets to hang out too. Now,
yeah, fuck it, tell the green guy on.
Now, whatever. Despite having
he's the diversity hire,
the Martian diversity hire.
See, it's not all white people. Yeah. We have a Martian.
We got the green guy,
and Superman and Batman would like hardly ever appear in the comics, like in the Justice League books.
Well, yeah, they're off doing important things.
Right, exactly, and that was their way of being like, no, this way children would have if children want to read about Superman and Batman. It would be cheaper if they just got Justice League. So, if we don't have them in Justice League super often, then they're buying, like, three books.
Yeah.
And that's why when you see, like, the first appearance of, like, Starro on a comic book, he's fighting everyone but Superman and Batman. But then it got worse, Emily. You think these guys are schlubs. Eventually, most of them get movies. But they start adding even more schlubs to the Justice League. Like, some guy with a bow and arrow and a couple of hawk folk. And
a couple of hawk folk.
There's a stretchy guy, but not the fun one. There's there's Captain Atom and Vibe and Gypsy, and we don't call it Gypsy anymore because that's kind of offensive. Like they keep adding and Firestorm, like just these real C-list characters onto the Justice
League.
Right,
they just keep showing up.
Right, to a point where it's like unrecognizable from what originally it was, and the editor for the Justice League book was like, you know, sales are down. I don't know what to do to reinvigorate this book. And by this point, it's the 1980s, and Keith Giffen is a writer over at DC, and he keeps walking by the office. He's like, hey.
It's like a shark.
Give me Justice League.
Do it.
He's like, no. A couple more tries, and eventually he's like, all right, Keith, get in here. All right, so here's the idea.
What are you doing? Yeah.
And Keith Giffen, along with J.M. DeMatteis and Kevin Maguire, they pitched the new Justice League book. Originally, it was just Justice League, then they added the International. Yeah. The idea was that it would be a slice-of-life Justice League book.
I'm down.
With, like, not the heavy hitters of the DC Universe.
Yes! Oh, my God.
When the book started, DC had recently acquired...
look at Booster Gold on the front there. Look how happy he is.
He's so happy with
that
cover.
Shit-eating grin he's got. I love Booster Gold,
he's on the cover,
he's
man.
He's on the cover.
He made it.
This is Kevin Maguire's art, dude. His focus is, like, expressions. These are faces you would not see with most other artists. But Blue Beetle's here because when the team started, they recently acquired a third-party publisher called Charlton Comics, and they had Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle's here. He's a gadgeteer. Get used to it. Booster Gold here, he's from the future, and he stole a super suit, and he came back to the present day to reinvent himself as a superhero.
Booster Gold's so good, I love him.
Right here's Captain Atom. He's a soldier that has, like, he can produce any sort of energy source, but his body is essentially like a shell. He will inspire the creation of Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen comics. Then we have what I believe is my personal favorite Green Lantern, Guy Gardner, and his stupid bowl haircut.
He looks like a fucking after school villain, like
a bully. Yeah,
he's gonna take your lunch money.
He's gonna. Right. He's a backup Green Lantern. I don't know why, but at this point in time, anytime Guy Gardner would get hit in the head really hard, he would switch personalities.
What the fuck?
So his base personality is like a huge jerk. And then when he gets hit in the head, he's like a nice guy who's like, you know, what's the word? Mature and decent, you know?
Sure.
And then he hit his head and he'd be an asshole again. Also here is Batman.
That is not a good angle for Batman. Yeah. Like, he looks like an old fat guy here. Yeah, it's kind of awesome.
Batman is grounding you from the TV.
Yeah. Son.
Are you touching the thermostat?
He knows you touched the thermostat. He knows.
Tim?
He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
That is him throughout the book. So
not mad, just disappointed.
So narratively, he's here to sell the book so that people who walk by are like, Justice League, this isn't the... Oh, Batman's here.
Hey, Batman's here. Mine. Yeah.
He'll buy it, you know. But in the book, he's like... With the regular Justice League, he treats them like coworkers and friends. But these guys, he's like a chaperone. He's like babysitting. So we can't just have one original seven here. We have Martian Manhunter, because he... You're not going to give him his own book. What do you mean?
Right.
He's a Martian.
He's a diversity hire.
What are people going to fucking... Like, why are they going to read about him? I don't know.
Who's going to sit at home and watch the monitors?
Yeah. Who cares about Stranger in a Foreign Land? God, what a dumb... What a dumb concept.
Mr. Miracle is here. He's the guy in the Christmas colors.
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
He is
what a weird guy he is, too.
Look, he's here for a good time, not a long time.
He's a new god, so he's associated with, like, Darkseid and, like, those characters. He's a new god. His power is to escape any trap. Except marriage.
Jesus. For those of you at home, Raffy just beat the shit out of his own knee.
I tore my ACL. So, then we have Fire and Ice. When they show up to the book, they are...
Fire's green.
Yeah.
When she shows up, she's the Green Flame. Ah. And she's Ice Maiden.
Ah.
And they changed their names later in the book.
Gotcha, okay.
They're definitely not lesbians.
I thought it was a Plant Lady and Killer Frost there for a second.
Nope, they're just they're best gal pals. Behind them is...
And they were roommates.
Behind them is Maxwell Lord. He's like the government liaison. He funds the team. Man. He sells the league, basically.
He's just their accountant.
Like, Batman is there because, like, we're superheroes. And Maxwell Lord is there because we're making profit, baby. Yeah,
we're doing it.
Making deals.
And then there's, like, a guy with a toaster oven for a head.
Oh, yeah, that's Rocket Red.
Yeah.
There's an adventure where they go to Russia because they go all around the world. And Russia is like...
You think the reason his name is Rocket Red?
Uh-huh.
All right. It's because they couldn't call him Red Rocket.
Absolutely. When they go to Russia, because the UN founds, or I guess what's the word, approves of the Justice League International.
Mm-hmm.
In every part of the world, they have like embassies.
Okay.
So Russia is like, well, if we're gonna help fund the team and give them an embassy, we want one of our guys on your team. So here's Rocket Red number 4. And it's like, why? What do you mean?
What happened to the other three? Yeah,
he's part of the Rocket Red Brigade. There's like 10 of them.
Oh, okay.
What happened to 1, 2, and 3? Were too busy.
Yeah, how come?
Well, Dimitri wanted to do it. I don't know.
Justice League doesn't get number one.
Because that one gets his own fucking comic.
Please read the Rocket Red comic.
Fade to gray.
Duh.
Fade to like gray on a picture of Rocket Red. Rocket Red would never receive his own solo title. So when we open, we meet, and I swear to God, this is his name. It's Lord Mangacon.
Excuse me?
I own this every volume of Bleach.
No, he's just a whole... He's just a whole goddamn convention.
With the power of My Hero Academia here.
The power of My Hero Academia.
He's this gold robot guy.
Gold robot guy.
He runs the cluster.
Right?
Now, to give you an idea of the sense of comedy in this book, when Lord Mangacon shows up, he's, like, shouting commands to his underlings, and then, monologuing and shouting at the same time. And he's like, I'm shouting again. I have to work on that. Back on Earth, Fire and Ice, I'm just going to call them that, I'm not going to call them dumb earlier names.
The Green Flame and the Ice Maiden.
They go to one of the Justice League headquarters where they know the Justice League are, because they want to be on the Justice League. When the book starts, they're like new recruits.
Sure.
So they show up and they meet Oberon. He's also a little person. When Mr. Miracle landed on Earth...
Sure.
From, like, New Genesis or whatever. He worked at a circus, and Oberon was also at the circus and became his manager.
Dude, he's a little dude, but he's got huge sideburns.
Yeah, check him out.
Holy shit.
Sure. When you get Mr. Miracle, you get Oberon. It's part of the deal. So they're like, we want to join this team.
He's Paul Heyman. Got it.
And Oberon is like, let me talk to another guy who runs the team. He goes to get Martian Manhunter. Manhunter's not really having any of it. There's a UN conference going on, so, like, there's too much going on for, like, Manhunter to really pay attention. What actually is going to happen is that Lord Mangacon is going to come to Earth, and he sets up... He, like, drops, like, a spaceship from his, like, armada in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his robots start setting up in Australia, and the Justice League has to be sent over there. So the team splits up. Like, half of the team goes to Australia,
mm-hmm.
and the other half goes into space to actually look at the cluster itself. While Martian Manhunter and, what is it? Who's in space? Manhunter, Captain Atom, and Rocket Red. They go up to space, and they run into this new...
Rocket Red arrives in space in his red rocket.
They run into Nort.
Gross.
Nort?
This is Nort. He's a Green Lantern rookie. He's a dog man. He had previously found this planet that the cluster had already been to, so he knows what the cluster do, and he wants to go stop it from happening to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, around the same time, Booster Gold and Blue Beetle had gone to Mr. Miracle's house in the suburbs to watch football. And it's, like, it's awkward, because they go there to hang out and watch football, but, like, Big Bard is still there, and it's that thing where, like, you have a friend, but you don't really know their wife or their partner mm-hmm. very well, so it's, like, they're in the background, and you're, like, doing one thing.
Yeah, and you're just like, hmm.
yeah. And, but, like, they see on the TV, because MangaCon sends out, like, every fucking villain in the fictional
I
story.
I have taken over Earth's broadcasting system.
I took over every TV, and you can all understand my language, and, yeah.
Hey! I'm taking your shit!
Meanwhile, as these teams are splitting up, because Fire and Ice are quickly recruited, because they need more hands to go to Australia. The team goes to Australia, they fight a robot, they're not winning.
Yeah, whatever. It's just another day in the life of the B-list superhero.
So Mr. Miracle sneaks onto the alien ship to see what he can find while the others are getting beaten to death by this robot.
Mm-hmm.
And the cluster is like, alright, we're gonna escape Earth. We're you know, we'll come back. We're really gun-shy. So they pick up their spaceship.
Gun-shy.
While Mr. Miracle, while he's still in it.
Okay.
And, like, he gets knocked unconscious by a robot. So now the cluster has Mr. Miracle. Oh, no. How will he ever escape?
Well, all they have to do is say that he is in a trap, and that will activate his power, and he'll be able to get out.
Do you think that's...
His power is very vague. It's weird. I can escape any trap. So if he walks into a room, like a blank room, but there's, like, a balcony, mm-hmm. and there's just a bunch of guys with guns pointed at him, and then the door disappears, can he get out? If over the intercom the bad guy goes, "You've fallen into my trap."
I think so.
Is that how that works?
I think so.
That's fucked up.
I think it's very.
But if you don't say it's a trap,
he's just fucked. Dead. He's done. Right.
He's fucked.
Yeah, he walked into his living room and like his kid spilled Legos all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gonna be able to perfectly avoid them just because. I mean, he will because he's a capable person, but still. Like, so there's a fine line between. How capable and how his powers activate.
Could you imagine if your powers were voice activated?
This right? is a trap.
But I mean, only by the person who's trying to cause you harm? Like,
Sir, can we time out? Can you just say it's a trap?
So yeah, Mr. Miracle gets kidnapped. Oh no, you'd think that's the main plot. But wait, there's a B plot.
There's a B plot.
The B stands for Batman. Batman goes to Maxwell Lord. He's like, we need to talk about Bealia. And he's like, yeah, we do gotta talk about Bealia. And so Bealia is his country, and a dictator took it over, and he's having, like, a gala party where they think he's going to reveal his, like, a dastardly weapon of some sort. So they're like, well, we can't just go dressed as superheroes, so we need to go in undercover.
That's Bruce Wayne!
And I love it because neither of them is like, what about Scott? He's, like, in space. Nah, we'll let Martian Manhunter worry about that. But we were doing spy shit.
Yeah.
Hey, their jurisdiction is Earth.
That's right.
Right. We hired the space guy to handle the space things.
But guys, Scott's in space. Once they say it's a trap, he's fine.
Yeah. We know he'll escape. Come on.
Come on. He'll be fine.
So Batman goes back to the JLI, and he recruits Beetle, Booster, and Fire for this undercover mission in...
Fire.
...in Bealia.
Which is unfortunate, because it's the only F.
He found...
Batman, Beetle, Booster, and the other one.
And the fire. Yeah, he found a Beetle.
I think
and...
her first name is Bertrice.
Ah, there we go.
I see why she goes by Fire.
Bertrice.
So...
Bertrice.
Batman's undercover identity is Bruce Wayne.
What? Yeah. Say it ain't so.
Who the fuck?
He owed him a favor, is his excuse.
Are you fucking for real?
For real. Fire is like, wow.
Is this before the Justice League knew who Batman was?
Okay, so like the real Justice League definitely knows who Batman is. These guys do not know. Like I said, Batman keeps these guys at arm's length. He's like, I need you when, like, I need you. But, like, I'm not hanging around.
Right. I'm not hanging out with you. We're work friends. We're not we're not friends outside of work.
No, you can't know my real name.
Yeah. Me and Clark, Superman, have to go and hang out.
So, yeah, they go on this mission. And listen, there's some jokes in here that don't age very well. Mm-hmm. Batman is like, all right, here's the plan. Blue Beetle, you're going to be like a Poindexter cubicle man. Beetle, you're going to be that. Booster, you're going to be like an Arabian merchant. And,
yes, with your blonde hair and blue eyes, you're going to be the Arabian guy.
And he's like, I'm Fire. I'm going to be disguised as Bruce Wayne, so I need you to be like a supermodel girlfriend of mine. Well, Fire goes, okay, I can do that. And then Beetle goes, geez, Fire, you would make a great Nazi.
What the fuck?
What the? Holy shit!
Because she follows orders.
Jesus Christ. You would make a great Nazi, wouldn't you?
I just want, like...
Just, Bruce turns around, just takes his Justice League badge, walks away.
Ted, what the fuck?
Ted, dude.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
HR, you had a meeting with HR!
Manhunter, oh right, because when they lose Mr. Miracle, Martian Manhunter and Captain Atom and Rocket Red have to go to his house to tell his wife, Big Barda, what happened. Now, Big Barda is another New Gods character. She is a warrior woman who used to work for Darkseid, fell in love with Mr. Miracle, and they took off.
Right.
They live in the suburbs, so when they go back... And they tell, you know, hey, Barda, we kind of lost your husband in space. She's like, you lost my husband.
In space.
Don't forget that part.
Yeah.
So she leaves.
Yeah, Ted, in space, just like.
She leaves the room and comes back in her Big Barda armor. And she's like, I'm going with you.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to space. During this undercover mission, Batman and Fire are like in their hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And Fire straight up just tries to put the moves on him. And I don't know why Batman is like, no. I heard you're a Nazi. Like, I don't know why he just...
Ted called you a Nazi, I thought about it.
I don't know if it's a Catwoman thing, or a Talia al Ghul thing, or if he just, for whatever reason, is legitimately just not sexually attracted to Fire. No, you're into me, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
There's no chase here,
Fire. Yeah, there's no chase here, come on.
So, at the gala, the dictator and his bemassed minion, Jack...
Jack.
Well, just Jack, and there's the dictator's wife, Queen Bee.
Okay.
How on the nose can you get?
And the dictator reveals
Jack and
a homunculus. This is the Thunderer.
Ugh, what the hell?
This is the Thunderer. We made him.
Mm-hmm.
He has thunder powers, and he's really strong. He's our weapon, and he's the first of our superhuman army that we're working on.
Don't look at his clubbed knee.
This is the Thunderer. He has thunder powers. I know everyone was shocked, but like...
He has a little on the nose.
This is Thunder. He brings the thunder. Yeah.
I just want you to know, we workshopped this name for 4 months. All right? We wanted to make sure.
And almost instantly, the Thunderer kills the dictator. And then Queen Bee is like, yes, my plan worked. I control the thunder, and I'm taking over Bialia. And the people are like, sweet! Batman changes his disguise. Because, like, their room gets raided, and, again, he's Bruce Wayne, dressed as Bruce Wayne. He shuts off the light, and with the light off, he, like, takes out all the guards by himself.
Mm.
And then he changes his disguise, and he gives Fire, like, a new wig, so they get new identities.
Mm.
His new identity is Maxwell Lord. I don't know why, but I guess it's a status thing.
Mm.
So, as Maxwell Lord... He and Fire, like, get a new room. And the other thing is, like, the other two got captured. The Bialians, like, took Booster and Beetle, took all their stuff. Like, they're in their underwear in a jail cell.
Can we just say, though, that Batman is like, Beetle can stay there. He after that comment, he deserves a time.
Booster and Beetle are in the jail cell, and Booster, like, teases the guard to, like, come, like, closer and, like, basically, like strangle him.
Mm-hmm.
And Booster noticed that his flight ring, which allows him to fly, is on the dude's hand. So he goads the dude into coming closer, And then telekinetically, because that's how the ring works, he draws the ring from him, which bashes the guard's head against the thing, and then Booster gets his ring back.
Okay.
So you, it's a rare moment of Booster Gold being clever.
Booster Bold.
Booster Bold. So they eventually escape. The four of them meet up. I'm trying to find this really good panel. Yeah, here we go. So on this page, Batman lets this guy drop. Here you go. Seth, you want to narrate these two panels?
These two panels. Just look at him down there, legs broken, writhing in pain. Maybe I should go back and help him. Nah.
Batman says nah. So the four of them run into the Thunderer. Oh no.
The Thunderer.
He's, you know, about to kill them because they're all, like, just people.
Sure.
And then Captain Atom gets fed up of being sidelined. He's like, that's it. I'm here. I'm fighting this freak. And we're going to cause an explosion.
Oh, my God.
So the Thunder is destroyed.
What? He was only in here for, like, 10 panels.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I wanted to know more.
And now he's gone forever.
And now he's gone in a nuclear flare.
When the Thunder are dead, Batman is like, because Queen Bee shows up, he's like, that's it, you lost your power play. Now the people will turn against you. And everyone's like, no, we're still cool with her, though.
Yeah.
And
dude, she's hot.
You guys killed our Igor. What the hell?
And the Queen is like, all right, Justice League, you guys can go. I don't need the Thunder. I don't even need, you know, you guys to, like, win or lose. Like, I control Bialya now, so yeah. So go on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So Batman gets angry and they leave. They straight up lose this mission. This contingent is catching up with the cluster.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we're going to need someone special to handle these Justice Leaguers. So they hire the main man, Lobo.
Why is Lobo here?
So
why is Lobo here?
So I didn't...
Of all the fucking people to call.
This was a pleasant surprise when I bought the book. I was like, oh my God, it's Lobo. I love Lobo. Lobo is a alien bounty hunter. Who is nearly impossible... I think you can't kill him. He's impossible to kill. He's all about guns and violence and being cool.
And space dolphins.
And when we catch up to him here in this book, he has a farm of space dolphins. You
good.
See them. They're little green dolphin things.
Good.
And he's at peace.
He's at peace?
Yeah. This is what this is the weirdest thing about Lobo in this book.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's early Lobo, he's not like a stereotype yet.
Right.
He's kind of like I'm trying to get out of the business and just, like, be around these dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I found my place in life. I'm just, you know, hanging out with dolphins.
Doing my thing.
You know, I'm not killing as much.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets an offer from the cluster that he can't refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Which is killing.
Yeah. The thing he doesn't want to do.
Like, oh, man, load shotgun.
Well, I gotta feed these dolphins something.
Yeah.
So, he's contracted to kill the Justice League. This is the first time Lobo will ever meet any incarnation of the Justice League.
Oh, cool.
And it's like these... And, like, the only two real ones are Manhunter and Rocket Red.
Yeah,
hold on. I would like you to know that, like, they all sat down, like, Justice League villains. And they're like, yeah, we fought Superman. Wait, what? You fought the good one? I got these fuckers!
Yeah. So, Lobo is also just, like... About? He's also just, like, sick of doing this. Like, he's not over the top, which is what I'm used to. He's very, like... All right, let's get this over with, you know?
Yeah, he's not Lobo kills Santa Claus in this. Like,
no, he's not that level. So Lobo breaks onto their ship. Big Barda knows who Lobo is, but the rest of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocket Red, the only one that isn't an alien, goes up to Lobo and he's like, listen here, comrade. You're going to get off ship and leave us alone. And, like, he gets, like, in Lobo's face. Lobo... with one motion, rips Rocket Red out of the costume. Oh no, my jammies!
Oh no!
And the Manhunter is just like, nope,
nope, not
long arm.
That, yeah.
No.
God, Manhunter is so gross.
And they're fighting, and Big Bart is like, Manhunter, go easy on Lobo. This is a weird power that Lobo has.
Mm-hmm.
If a part of his body is separated from the rest of him, it will grow into another Lobo. So. Even a drop of blood will turn into another Lobo.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be careful about fighting him. There's this bit where, Lobo grabs Manhunter from behind, and then Manhunter extends his body to, like, suplex him. Boy.
This is weird. I'm not used to seeing Lobo like this.
Yeah,
this is, like, I'm used to, like, big jacket and like huge logo. Muscles,
yeah.
Like chains around his arms.
It's almost like the Lobo we're used to is like
it's just a completely different
thing. He's like Jason Momoa Lobo.
Yeah.
This Lobo is like Jack Nicholson Lobo.
Jack Nicholson Lobo.
Nort is like
Jason Malobo.
Jason Malobo.
Well, don't do that here. This kid's here. So Nort remembers he's a Green Lantern and makes a bubble around Lobo.
You did it!
And Lobo just gets right up against the bubble.
But, like, he's in this bubble, and Nort is like, okay, I got you now. And Lobo's like, you know your ring is... Do you even know your ring is powered by willpower? You know who's the most willpower in the universe? And then Lobo just walks through the bubble. He just... Boop, and then he's like, look at this bored face as he's about to punch this man's head out.
All right.
So Bart is like, there's only one way to take care of you, Lobo. Goodbye. And then, like, opens a portal with their mega rod. And then it teleports Lobo away. Lobo is teleported into the Justice League headquarters while the Justice League is there.
Like, the League are just talking.
Right? Yeah, just hanging out.
It's yeah, the boys, Fire and Ice, and Oberon.
It's a quiet day.
Yeah, Gardner is there reading. This is, like, after the Beality thing, so it all blew up in their face.
Right. They're recovering.
Yeah. And then when Lobo gets teleported into the base, he, like, crashes through a wall, and the impact knocks Guy over, and it resets him to being a jerk. All right. Guy Gardner versus Lobo. Fight of the century.
Fight of the century.
Line up, folks. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets now.
It's a really good fight. Like Gardner knocks him up the side of the building. Lobo, like, does the ape thing where he grabs onto the light pole and, like, hangs on that for a minute. Yeah. And it's just... It starts with, like theatricals. Gardner makes, like, one construct, and then it just devolves into them, like, getting to a little, like, skyscraper. And, like, Lobo's like, are you pulling my hair?
What are you doing?
Are you really here? What kind of
cat fight?
What kind of Green Lantern are you? And Guy Gardner's like, a Green Lantern's gonna kick your ass.
Dude, did you just bitch slap me?
Look, I can make a baseball bat. He breaks his knee, and he's just like, "What the hell?"
Lobo's like, "Oh hell no!" Starts taking off his earrings. Hold my purse.
Hold me back, girl. Hold me back.
Hold his weave.
Hold his weave.
Takes his hair out. Oh no, you did not. Oh,
no, you did not. So during the fight. So one of Booster Gold's powers is that he can create a force field.
Sure.
He makes one around Guy Gardner to trap him. And he reduces the air. So the guy will pass out.
He just suffocates his buddy.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Is he fighting for the right team?
Who, Booster Gold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we sure?
He's fighting for his bank account.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, while that's happening, Blue Beetle's like, I'll use my mastery of conversation to calm Lobo down. Hey, quit it. It's so good because they don't know who Lobo is. Mm-hmm. All he knows is that these guys are also part of the Justice League. Like, he heard them talking about it.
Right.
The situation is, he's stuck on Earth. He knows these guys are the Justice League. He knows the other Justice League guys are coming back to Earth. Mm-hmm. These guys don't know who Lobo is. So Lobo is like, this is something he wouldn't do now. He's like, I'll just wait it out. Yeah, I'll pretend to be a nice guy. And then when the rest of the League shows up, I can just kill them all at once. Yeah. And again, something else, like modern Lobo, in a room with someone like Fire, who's scantily dressed, would make a comment every other war bubble.
Sure.
Here, he seems to have no interest in Fire, even though Fire has an interest in him. A friendly one, but still...
Unfortunately, Fire will never have her advances reciprocated.
Okay, so hear me out. What that tells me is he's gay, and he's trying to pass as a straight man later on.
Who knows?
Well,
let's do it. Lobo is stuffing his face with jelly donuts.
Oh, just... my God. I'm never going to leave.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the night, Blue Beetle.
You're never gonna leave me? Aww. And he's just like, I'm never leaving these jelly donuts.
Beetle walks into the kitchen at like midnight and like turns on the light, and Lobo's just there. I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Just keeps making pots of coffee, downing.
Get the hell out of your
tent. What are you doing?
Don't look at me.
Lobo looks out. Fuck out of here, Ted. Shut up.
Shut up, Ted.
You know what, Ted? You'd make a good Nazi. No.
So, Guy Gardner passes out in the bubble. He passes out. He doesn't die.
He's like... again, it just makes me feel like... what do you call it? I just want to be like a dog. Just like... Just slows down.
Batman returns from, I don't know, fighting.
Puts him in a bubble and just puts a blanket over it. So it's just like, ah, it's nighttime. It's time for sleep.
Batman returns hours later, assumably after fighting a penguin or something. And he's like, who's this? Who's this guy eating all the donuts? And Maxwell Lord is like, this is Lobo. He's going to be staying with us for a little while. And Lobo's like, what's up, teammate? And Batman's like, what do you mean, teammate? And Maxwell Lord is like, well, you know, we've been talking about getting more people on the league. And Lobo's here, so we just thought maybe temporary status. You know, Maxwell is doing like a... throughout the book, they're talking about doing a recruitment drive for more members of the Justice League. Because I guess 11 people wasn't enough. Believably, Batman is like, I don't like Lobo being on the team. We need to discuss this. Mm-hmm. And it's like the first time, not the only time, but the first time Lobo will be on a Justice League team, technically speaking. Mm-hmm. Also, again, stuff doesn't age well, guys. Okay, we all need to be open to that. Off-panel, Ice had developed a relationship with Guy Gardner when Guy Gardner was being a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And now that he's turned back, Ice goes to him and was like, you're acting differently, because she doesn't know about the head trauma thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're acting really differently. And he's like, you know, I never know why they put new broads on the Justice League, but if, you know, while you're here, I can think of a few services you could provide. A couple... Let's just say I've got a fertile imagination.
Wow. All
right, Guy.
Ice is like... What is wrong with you?
What is going on?
And he's like, this is the real me, baby! More complete. It legit works out. He becomes a better person through her.
Alright, good.
It's just getting there is rough. He calls up Superman.
Hey, Superman's here.
Yeah. I love this art for Batman.
This is how it goes. Yeah,
he's just a blob of black.
This panel, yes. This is what it tells me.
Yes.
Batman, Superman, you're never gonna fucking believe this, Clark. These fucking children. Will you come talk to them? No. And he leaves.
Up and away!
Batman's like, you know, Clark, it was never like this when you guys were around. Yeah. Why can't you and Wonder Woman just, like be friends again?
Guys, I know you
guys. Why can't we be, like, a trinity or something?
ever since Barry died, it just hasn't been the same.
I agree with you. I really like Batman in that, because he's just a blob of black with his chin somewhere in there.
And eyes.
So they're talking, and Batman's like, all right, Clark, listen. This new Justice League, they're doing a recruitment drive, and I thought I'd ask you first, because, you know, you were a founding member. It would mean a lot if you joined the team. He's like, oh, I don't have time for the Justice League. I barely have time for anything in Metropolis, so, You got it. Captain Atom goes back to the base, and he talks to Maxwell Lord. And Maxwell Lord wants to learn more about... There's another Captain Atom named Major Force, who's like the evil counterpart to Captain Atom.
Hello, Captain Fistfight.
Major Force, for context, not at this point, but later, will kill another Green Lantern's girlfriend and shove her in a fridge.
Holy shit!
So, at this point in time, Wally West's identity as the Flash is public knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's undone later, but... So, Booster and Beetle go to his shitty apartment, and I guess their information is just old, because Wally West doesn't live in that apartment anymore, and the lady that lives there yells at them.
Right.
Meanwhile, Fire is still talking to Lobo at the headquarters, and she's like, so what do, Lobo? Where are you from? What are your interests?
Do you want to fuck me?
Your name means wolf. That's cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Oh my god.
She leaves the room like, okay, Lobo, I'll talk to you later. And Lobo's sitting there like...
Oh, that's weird. More jelly donuts.
He's like, I hate being here. I hate these people. I hate these nicknames.
Okay, Lobo, honey.
look at him in this. You just gotta wait a little bit longer, and then I can kill them all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's space, like, robots happening.
Oh, yeah. Mr. America's so fucked. Mr. Megatron.
Fucking Megatron off in space there or something.
Megatron.
Yeah. Fucking, again, cuts back to fucking Scott. Please, I need you to say the word trap. Like he's just, he hasn't even, like.
Just say it.
The word trap for
me, please.
Can you say, for me, I've got you in my trap?
Yeah, finish the Star Wars quote. Yeah. It's a, I've never seen Star Wars. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
You are living in Star Wars.
Now, He's pulled out like a TV, a VCR, and a VHS tape.
He's escaped just to set up the TV and then get back in the truck.
Yeah, he's like, just watch this.
Yes, you have to watch all three. So, Batman goes to visit other former members of the League, Hawkman and Hawkwoman. I love Hawkman's inclusion in this book, because he's essentially a stand-in for the fans that don't like this Justice League team. Because Batman shows up, he's like, I need you guys to join. I was a member of the Justice League of America, Batman, a well-organized group of seasoned professionals. An intelligent, mature group. This league you've got going, well, it's not my cup of tea. Batman is like, what do you mean, Hawkman? And it's like, well, for one thing, there's this neurotic compulsion to make jokes about everything. And Batman is like, Hawkman, since I have walked in here, have I made a single joke? No. He's like, so are you in or not? So Hawkman and Hawkgirl agreed to join the JLI. Mm-hmm. And as Batman's walking up, he's like, and Carter, light up a little. And Hawkman's like, are you fucking kidding me? So Hawkman will have a continuous problem with the JLI having fun. Being like people, you know, and not being stooges. So you remember... Guys, I don't know if we've established this, but sure. It was a different time. Okay, humor is very different.
Humor is different.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if I brought that up before. Yeah,
no, things that you could say so what, over on 50 years ago are very different.
Oberon is making the roster, right? He's got John, he's got Red, he's got Mr. Miracle, Green Lantern, Captain Atom, Booster Gold, Fire and Ice, Hawkman, Hawkwoman, and Lobo on this roster. Weird we didn't put Batman's name. Anyway. And Captain Atom is like, did Fire and Ice change their names? There was something else before. Mm-hmm. And Oberon's like, yeah, no, they changed their names to Fire and Ice. You know, women. And Captain Atom points to him. That's a very sexist thing to say,
yeah, Oberon. That's weird.
And Oberon's like, well, what can I say? I'm a sexist kind of guy.
He said it, not me.
I mean, fair, dude. You said it, all right?
Like, you owned up to it. Megacan is like, all right, this book's about me again. He's got his cluster. Mm-hmm. He's got his kidnap Mr. Miracle. He's like, all right, next plan of operations. We're going to go to Apocalypse, which is where Mr. Miracle is from. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet up with Granny Goodness.
Oh, fuck.
Who is the woman that trained trained Mr. Miracle.
Darkseid's right-hand woman.
That's right. So
when he's not off darksiding, trying to figure out a really, really hard algebra equation.
When Darkseid isn't busy being is. So they go to Granny Goodness, they go to Apocalypse, and Megan Khan is like, look what I got. I got, like, your slave boy from his youth. And she's like, it's Mr. Miracle, give him to me. He just escaped me for the last time. You didn't say trap, did you? Oh, smart boy.
Ah, smart, smart. You understand.
And Megan Khan is like, hold on, we're going to make a trade. I want technology. I want some of that boom tube technology.
Boom tube.
Boom tubes are teleportation technology from Apocalypse. They're like the best teleportation the universe has to offer. Manhunter, Nort. Red and Barda get to Apocalypse.
Right.
And they land and they're talking. Barda still has some connections to the street folk, the Commonwealth. And through them, Rocket Red gets a new Apocalyptian armor, because his other one got broken.
Dude, he upgraded from cardboard armor to actual metal armor.
And they go and they find Granny Goodness's base, which is just a big cube. they're immediately spotted on cameras. Like, Granny Goodness sees that Big Barda has arrived to save Mr. Miracle. Mm-hmm. Now, with Big Barda, it's like, you're that witch that stole my son. Like, that's the relationship.
You bitch.
So
it's fucking Mama Cosma.
Yeah. So she summons the parademons.
Hi, parademons.
Who, before they were monsters, were just, like, kind of gross men. We're not gross. We're just distinct.
We're not gross. We just need showers.
So during a firefight, our team is pinned. And
sure.
Nort is like, I'll do the bubble thing. And creates a bubble to shield them.
Man, that's all he does, huh?
Yep. So he creates a bubble. That's what it is. It's the shape of a ball, so he knows what that is. And Rocket Red is like, don't worry, friends. I light them up for us. And he misunderstands how powerful Apocalyptian technology is. Like, he launches himself out of the building. Barda picks up some more weapons from the armory. And he's like, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna go back out there, I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna get my husband back. And Manhunter's like, he's like, listen to me, Barda. You can't fight the entire, like, Parademon army. So right. you need to use your Mega Rod to teleport back to Earth and get the rest of the League.
Your Mega Rod?
Use your Mega Rod to get back to Earth and pick up the rest of the Justice League. Meanwhile, Granny Goodness straight up betrayed Manga Khan and put him in a prison cell. Mm. He's like, this is ridiculous. I'm yelling again. And I guess Manga Khan isn't a robot. He's gas. He pops off his head, and a gas comes out of him, and he's sentient gas.
Okay.
He's literally full of hot air.
So he's just a fart?
He's just a fart.
He's an old fart.
He's an old fart.
Little fart, man. Little fart, dude.
Back on Earth, Lobo...
Fart demon. That's actually probably very offensive to his people.
He's a little fart demon.
Back on Earth, Lobo is having an arm wrestling match with Guy Gardner.
Okay.
And Hawkman's walking around like, you see, this is what I'm talking about. Back in my day, you wouldn't find the Green Lantern and the Flash having a test of strength like this. Mm-hmm. And Beetle's like, Hawkman, shut up.
Dude, they're having fun. Leave them alone.
Yeah, like, they're getting in an argument. There's a point, I made sure to write this down. Hawkman is hopelessly Republican. That's what someone calls him. There's also a bit where...
Back in my day,
later on, someone will say hell, mm-hmm. like, where the hell are we? Mm-hmm. And Hawkman will go, hell? Did you just say hell? We are superheroes, we do not curse. He's like, Aquaman wouldn't say hell.
You're right, he would probably say the Atlantean equivalent.
At this time, he'd probably say, hey, thanks for inviting me, guys.
Yeah. I'm also here.
I'm included. Barda shows up. There's no time to explain. Teleports everyone to Apocalypse. And they're just like, whoa! Everyone's fighting parademons. Oberon is like, I'm just a dude.
I'm just a guy, yeah.
I don't have a spreadsheet to help with this. Where's Microsoft Excel?
Where's my roster?
I'm just an elected official, Jack. I can't make decisions.
This wouldn't happen if Black Canary were here. Well. Batman is like, Oberon, quick, hide in the sewer. And just puts him in the sewer.
Go where you belong.
Yeah. Oberon, you rat man. Get in the sewer.
Barda runs back inside to go get Scott, Mr. Right. Miracle. And Lobo's follower is like, oh, this is perfect. Everyone's here. Everyone's distracted. Mm-hmm. I'll start with Barda because she knows me. Mm-hmm. And they'll you know, chip them off as we go. Also, during the fight, Guy Gardner is like, man, I love killing parademons. I just love beating them up.
I love killing.
And just getting in fights.
I'll kill anyone.
Hawkman is like...
Young, old, your dog, I don't care. Just pay me.
Hawkman is like, how dare you revel in violence? And Beetle's like, oh my god, is he still lecturing us? He hasn't stopped since he showed up.
Hawkman, shut the fuck up. Go back to Egypt or whatever.
You're Hawkman, dude. And the gas that was Mega Khan escapes its imprisonment and goes into, like, the sewer vents. Similar to what happens to Oberon. Lobo gets the drop on Big Barda, so they start fighting. Batman's just trying to control the chaos, but everyone is just getting their shit kicked in. Mr. Miracle is still trapped, but while Mega Khan is, like, you know, gassing up the place, he messes with the circuitry and he frees Mr. Miracle. So...
He escapes any trap.
Sometimes the universe just helps him out.
Right? What a fucking weird power. He's so odd.
But, like, yeah, the idea is that Mega Khan is like, well, now that the deal is scorched, I'm just gonna free him and screw over Granny Goodness. So Oberon...
Fuck you, Granny Goodness, and your...
the sewer that Oberon fell into, it led into Darkseid's study. He's just reading.
What's... that's my favorite part of Darkseid, you know? Like, that's not abnormal to see for me. Like, I don't know why, like, him sitting at, like, a nice desk with a lamp.
It's like anything he does is intimidating. Darkseid is like, Oberon, you smell awful. Let me get you a change of clothes and something to eat. And everyone's like, oh, okay. He's like, yes, and then we'll talk. He's like, okay, I can just leave. No, I insist.
You, a mere human, appear in my office. You're lucky I'm feeling generous today.
You're barely a man, Oberon. You're barely half a man. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of fighting. during the fight, the Justice League are like, hey, wait a minute, Lobo's bad. He's bad. And he's like, that's right, I'm bad.
That's right, I'm bad. He's choking out Guy Gardner.
I've been bad the whole time.
I've been bad the whole time.
I lied about being interested. I don't even like jelly donuts.
The only way to deal with Guy Gardner is to suffocate him. That's it.
Fire is heartbroken because they had two conversations. But I wrote about you.
Yeah, you were in my journal.
What are we gonna tell?
Pulls out journal and it's got like the hearts L and F forever.
Little dolphins flying around it.
No, sorry, five ever because that's longer than forever.
Duh, obviously. So everyone's in this mass of fighting, and someone says enough, and Booster's like, "Yeah, who says so?" And Darkseid's like, "I say so."
Darkseid, oh, hey man.
Correct. It is enough.
Darkseid has Mr. Miracle. He's like, here.
Take him back. Go away.
Barda catches him.
Yeah. Go away.
Get out of here. Because the Mega Con is there. He's still gas. He's like, I explained everything to Darkseid. The deal's off. And Darkseid is like, that's right. And Mr. Miracle, while Granny wants him, I have no use for him. He left, so I have no use for him.
This whole book leads up to, like, they drop Darkseid, like capital D Darkseid, and he just walks in and is like, all right, we're done, stop roughhousing my backyard,
you're breaking my stuff,
here's your guy.
I know you all think I care about this guy, but I don't care about this guy.
Please leave.
Property damages.
Yeah. Respectfully, you've beaten up half of my police force. I need you to go home.
You broke my stuff.
We're gonna reset.
You beat up my employees. Yeah. You took like half an hour away from me because I had to get clothes for Oberon. I had to feed him. That's just proper politeness. But still, that's my half hour. That's my reading time.
I was on my break.
I had to walk all the way up here. I came from the sewers. There's like three sets of staircases. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And you're over here fighting with each other.
You're inconveniencing me.
I don't even know who half these people are. Who are you? I'm Nor. I'm a Green Lantern. Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm a Green Lantern.
That was rhetorical. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Shut up. That was rhetorical. Yeah, I'm a Green Lantern. I've killed many. No, you're not.
Incorrect. Moving on.
I see two green ring slingers in this room, and neither of them look like Green Lanterns.
Ring slinger.
That's like calling it.
Fucking Hawkman. Ugh, dude. No.
And another thing. Oh, Carter. I didn't know you were here. Yeah, good to see you. Carter, yeah. Another thing.
Carter.
He just dresses them
looks
down.
Looks at Batman. Bruce.
Wait.
Looks back.
Mr. Side.
Yeah, Mr. Side.
How's the dark side treating you? Yeah. Shut up, Batman.
Shut up, Batman.
So, Lobo's like, well, I'm not going anywhere until I kill all of you and get paid. And MegaCon is like, I'm canceling the contract and I'm going to fully pay you. He's like, all right. See you losers later. Jacket over the shoulder.
Yeah, Lee.
Gets paid to Lobo do nothing? All right.
This whole... I'll talk about it at the end, but just keep going. Yeah.
So, Mushiro's like, so that's it? And Darkseid's like, yes, that's it. It's like, all right. So they teleport back to Earth. And Mega Khan is like, so Darkseid, you gonna give me that boom doom technology? And Darkseid just looks at him, and Mega Khan just cut to him going back to the cluster ship and flying away. They're all teleported back to the HQ. Throughout this whole thing, Captain Atom was the only one who wasn't teleported to Apocalypse. He would have been really useful. They all get teleported back in a big mangly mess. He walks in, it's like six panels. He's like, John, what happened? And John's like, not right now, Captain Atom. Well, Guy, what happened? Move it, Chrome Dome. And guys, what's going on? Beetle and Booster just walk by him. Ladies, what? They're like, we're going to go take a bath. This is too much right now. Like, everyone just ignores us because they're all tired from this fight. Like, leave us alone, Captain Atom. He's just alone in the room like, guys, what did I miss? And that's the end of the book.
I just went to the bathroom.
That's volume 3 of Justice League International.
What?
There was no... Raffi, I always love doing these with you, but like, that book was literally pointless. Nothing happened in that book. They went to fucking Darkseid, and Darkseid wasn't even like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill these
guys.
What
was it?
He just like, Granny, what the fuck is going on? Like, what
Granny,
are
you had one fucking...
We're fighting for the soul of Mr. Miracle! Okay, alright.
Fine, just take it. I don't want it.
We're fighting for the soul of Mr. Miracle. Why do we want it? Like, all he does is escape things. Like,
look.
Even if we trapped him here, and you just hear, ah!
Even if we did get him in a trap, ha!
But you can't!
Sometimes the adventures, you know...
Hurts we made along the way. That's this whole fucking book, man.
It's not about the destination, but the journey.
Yeah. Look, a lot happened, all right? Yeah. Fire and Ice joined the team.
They're sure. definitely not lesbians.
Rocket Red got a new suit.
Rocket Red did get a new suit, yeah.
Guy Gardner's an asshole again. Uh-huh. That's great for everybody involved. Like, I just love that...
Everybody's hanging out.
In the two main stories, the ending is so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Like, the undercover spy story, I'm Queen of Bialya, you guys can leave. Okay.
Yeah, like
I'm Darkseid, the strongest being in Apocalypse. You guys can leave. Oh, okay,
I'm Darkseid, oh, arguably the end boss of DC Comics.
You can leave, and they're like,
"Yeah, you should get out of here. Go on, leave."
Shoo shoo.
Them on the
they're like, "Oh, this is the part of the game where we save before the end boss."
Yeah.
No, and they're like,
"Oh, the end boss is here."
No, the end boss literally was like, "Oh, you're not the real Justice League. Not worth my time. Get out."
Yeah, that's it. They show up. They're like, "We're the Justice League." He's like.
No, you're not.
Superman. You're not Superman. I don't see Superman here.
Yeah. Where's Superman?
I mean, Batman's here, but like, you know, Batman is this Tuesday? Like, it's a while.
Bruce, is this really?
Is this the best you can do? Yeah. Where are the originals? The man who's like, I'm here. Okay, I didn't see you. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, hi, man. What's up?
So before I ask what you guys' favorite parts are, I want to do a quick. Where are they now?
Sure.
Just real quick. So Blue Beetle. Was shot by Maxwell Lord in, like, the late 2000s and killed and replaced with Jaime Reyes.
Yeah. Jaime's badass. Like, if you guys have never seen Blue Beetle, I don't know why I'm obsessed with this character, but he's so cool.
Booster Gold is still Booster Golding it up. Like, he and Beetle have barely changed since this.
Yep.
This book established, like, a lot of things, like their friendship. Mm-hmm. It established that if Martian Manhunter has too many Oreos, he'll have, like, a nicotine type of addiction to them. Rocket Red went from being a D-lister to, like, an H-lister. He's, like, barely around.
Yeah, I've never heard of him before.
Fire and Ice remain a package deal. If one of them's in a book, the other one's probably going to be there, too.
Is that why they use so much of Killer Frost right now? Because the other ice-based hero, you have to take the other one.
You got to take fire, too. Yeah, that's part of the thing. Max O'Lord will become a villain eventually. Mm-hmm. Then Wonder Woman will snap his neck.
Nice.
Then he'll come back as a Black Lantern and then a White Lantern. And I think he's back to being dead.
Okay.
Nort remains a member of the Green Lantern Corps.
Sure.
Nothing happens to him.
Why was he one in the first place?
He has great willpower. Guy Gardner remains a member of the Green Lantern Corps. Becomes a way better character. There's a reason he's my favorite. It's because you keep all the jerk attitude stuff and lose some of the scummy stuff later.
Cool.
There's a bit where he's like outside of the Watchtower. And he puts his ass against the glass to moon Batman. And Batman's just like,
Guy, what the fuck?
But also, in an earlier volume of this, there's a bit where Batman and Guy have like a fight. They have an argument. And Guy's like, you know what? I'm going to take off my ring for this fist fight. So let's go right now. And Batman knocks him out with one punch. Lays him out flat. And then Beetle goes, got him with one punch. And he starts laughing. It's at that point Shazam left the team because he was like, you guys are children. Manhunter remains, like, you know, your favorite obscure Justice Leaguer.
He's
around.
He's gross, but he's cool. Like,
I love him. And Batman, you know, just kind of fades into obscurity and, you know, he's not really
Batman's whatever.
Hanging around.
Wait, who's Batman?
You know, the
who's Batman?
Who's the double chin in the background?
Oh, shit, him, yeah.
Captain Atom, again, kind of just as a D-lister. He's around sometimes. Mm. Mr. Miracle and Big Barda star in, like, Mr. Miracle gets his own solo comic, like, 3 years ago, I think, written by Tom King, and it's, like, it got, like, awards and stuff. It was a really good comic book. Coincidentally, that book by Tom King, if you want to read more about the Justice League International, Tom King does a book featuring the Justice League International called The Human Target. Real quick, favorite moments from the book.
One, Thunderer is just funny. Like, what a gross man. Like, they just introduced this guy and kill him. Like they made him show up at the beginning of the chapter, and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be a villain for a minute. And then he just dies. Like, Captain Adam just shows up and is like, nuclear bomb.
Like, Deletus Lecletus.
Yeah, he just gets him.
Goodbye.
And then just seeing that Darkseid has, like, a normal office. Like, it's not like...
Fluff like fire pits.
Yeah, fire pits and giant, like, drone. Apocalypse technology everywhere and stuff like that. Just like, it's just like a nice oak table. And he's got like a little purple lamp.
It's the anime backstory of Lobo. Right here, you know? Like, this is his anime backstory. This is his tragic story.
I just want to be around space dolphins.
Yeah.
I love that he's just stranded on Earth trying to make the. Like, just. again, regular modern day Lobo would not put up with any of this.
Right.
But he's like, I just gotta buy my time. Yeah. Like, I know this is gonna work out. I just gotta wait.
Do you know why the Lobo we know today wouldn't do it?
No,
because the last time he did it, this fucking shit happened.
Oh, yeah, he got stuck with the fucking weirdest.
He got hit on by a fire lady. Now I want to see Lobo drunk explaining all of the people he observed.
Yeah. He's at like a club with, I don't know, Despero, one of the other alien villains. Like, no, dude, you don't get it. So, like, the one you met has, like, Superman and Batman and, you know, The Flash, right? Useful people. There's just a beetle dude. He's got no power. He's got like, a flying
He's got a
ship.
Gun. Like,
he has a gun.
I think he's racist.
Yeah, he called fire a Nazi? I was only half listening to what that chick was talking about, but from what I picked up,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, she mentioned it. I think she wanted me to be offended for her.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
I like to think
there's a guy that showed up and he had like a toaster oven for a head, dude.
Like, then their dog walked in. Yeah. Oh, you mean like their pet?
No, a Green Lantern, like.
They do that? They make dogs Green Lantern?
Yeah, what the hell?
I just like the idea of Lowell walking back home, going to his bedroom, emptying his pockets. There's like a card from Maxwell Lord, like a business card. Yeah. There's like another business card from Booster Gold.
And there's a love note from Fire.
If you ever decide to come back to Earth for me, I'll know.
Empties his pockets, unlacing his boots, he takes them off, sets them down, walks over, pets a couple of the dolphins, sits down on his bed, and is just... Not fucking going back there. All
right. And just, like, that was terrible.
That was a bad time.
Woof.
Them jelly donuts?
Jelly donuts, though. I might have to go back.
I'll go back for.
For Hawkman to be like, as an esteemed member of the previous Justice, like, ah! I will not be working with these stooges.
He's and then ridiculous. Batman is just...
Shut up.
He's ridiculous.
Hawkman, shut up.
He's ridiculous. Clowns!
Clouds. So you're coming? Yeah, I'm coming.
Like, the thing is, this is like integral to a lot of teen books going forward.
Yeah.
Like when Bendis took over the Avengers, there was a lot of just like dialogue, a lot of bubbles, a lot of like back and forth.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have a lot of those like conversational led stories without something like this. So I like JLI a lot.
Absolutely. I like when superheroes talk to each other.
Yeah, I also think it's just a welcome change. It's different from most Justice League stories that you'd read about.
Yeah, it's not like Starro's destroying Metropolis. Get the team together. We got to go beat up a space starfish.
No, it's like we literally lost the dude. We got to get the dude back.
Yeah, fuck.
But like, put that on hold. We got to go to this weird country.
Yeah, we got to go to this country.
Yeah, things happen by mistake. It's nice.
Why do they have a fucking mutant? Like, why is it always a mutant?
So yeah, go check out JLI, go check out The Human Target, great team to follow. Seth, Emily, thank you so much for being on this episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as always, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Spotify. And we'll catch you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Later.